three times what you have to spend, what do you say to him?
You just probably tell him no thank you. Don't care for something, just add any. That's about it.
If he pressed you why you didn't care for him, what would you tell him?
Well, you'd have to tell him the reason why.
which was what?
I don't know what I know.
Would you say it's too cheap or what?
You just have to tell them it don't fit your needs, that's all.
Okay. if you went outside and explained to someone else why you didn't buy this, what would you say?
Well, I'd tell them the same thing.
Okay, you wouldn't say it cost too much or anything? Or...
Yeah, well, probably so. Okay. Yeah.
When you buy a farm or something like that, you have to go, where do you get the money to buy the farm?
Well, either from a loaning company or from a bank.
Okay. What do you call it when you get the money like this?
Well, you can get a... loan. That's about it. A loan or...
Okay. If you have... if say you have to cut... well, let's say you're working on a job here... clean up the town. Let's say you need to cut a bush down or something like that. You don't have a tool. What would you do to get the tool that you need?
Ask for an axe, that's all.
Okay, you ask, or what's another term for ask for an axe? So you'd go to someone who had one and do what?
Probably loan you an axe.
Okay, but you would do what? You'd borrow it or?
Just borrow it.
Yeah, okay. Is there a term for kids going down the sled, going downhill on the sled? Was there a term you remember for that?
No, I never had anything like that in my life. I never went down any hills with a sled. Toboggan slide or something like that.
You wouldn't call it coasting or?
Well, coasting down a hill.
Okay. Did you ever go swimming very much?
No.
If you were, say, on one side of the Kankakee River, say, and you saw a fellow that you knew hadn't crossed the bridge on the other side, you figure, how'd he get across? You figure, he didn't fly. How'd he get across?
Well, he'd either have to swim.
Yeah.
If he had to get there.
Okay, how would he get into the water?
That's all according to how deep the water is.
Okay, we'll say it's fairly deep.
Well, you'd have to swim.
Okay.
Or else go down.
Would you figure maybe, how would you say that he was going to dive in? How would you say that if it happened yesterday? Yesterday he...
probably he drowned it.
He might have done that.
No two ways about that either. If he couldn't swim and if it's knee high or if it's neck high, it makes a lot of difference.
Yeah. If it's deep enough though that he can dive in, you figure he probably did what yesterday?
He probably swam across.
Yeah. You say he dove in or?
He drove in, probably dived in and made the best of it.
Okay. If you see a squirrel 1 minute and turn around, all of a sudden he's not there, what do you figure he did?
He's probably hiding.
Where is he hiding, you figure?
Behind a tree.
Okay. Could he be somewhere else? You figure he might have done what to the tree?
No, he's probably up there somewhere.
So you figure...
How did them things go off and I know? Yeah. Yeah, you're looking around the corner.
Okay.